from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and these are words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Mark. That's a great scripture.
Yeah, well, in light of the article you're going to read by our very own Roger Weisgarver under his series Musical Speaking, we talked a little bit about it because he's going to talk about the story, Just As I Am. And so we thought, what about those words of Jesus about telling people to come to me, you know, as you are, as you're weary, as your struggles of life have maybe weighed you down. And then the Lord responds, and I'm going to give you rest.
I love what you said. You said, and the King of Kings says that?
Yeah.
I'm humble of heart, or how? Read that part again.
Oh, yeah, when
you
think about that, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. And I'm sure if we asked everyone to raise their hand, if you've gone through a time of being burdened or
heavy. Congregation hands go up.
Everyone's raising their hand. I will give you rest. Jesus will give out rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And I thought, here's Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. And he's saying, I am gentle and humble in heart.
If he said that about himself.
Yeah, if there's anyone that could be prideful, or he's perfect.
Yeah.
He's God.
Yeah.
And yet he's gentle and humble in heart. What an encouragement for all of us. Can you even fathom that? I mean, I think I said something like, it's unfathomable.
It is. It is because, I mean, of all the things he could have said, you know, I'm the King of Kings, I'm the this, I'm the
I'm all powerful.
And they would have been very true. I could call 10,000 angels. He said, I am gentle and humble of heart. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday, everyone. It's the Prime Lifetimes in Review, but we're kind of adding to it. And it'll fit to some degree with Roger's article, because Roger always prays up what he's going to read.
He's right in sync with what we're doing, too. I love it.
Yeah, so thank you, Roger. By way of announcement, let's see, how many do I have here? Four or five?
That's going to be the whole program, your announcements.
Right. People know my announcements take on a life of their own.
Okay, here we go.
But if you were tuned in yesterday, Edna Bragg, 89 years young.
She preached the gospel.
She preached the gospel. What a sweet saint. Finishing well. And she wants another 10 years. She wants to live to be 100, 100 plus. She was talking about yesterday on Testimony Tuesday. You know, I look at every day as another day I can serve the Lord and be his worker bee. And she just loves on people. And so if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends link. I'd highly recommend you listen to it. But Tim and I, as we were talking with Edna, we were both saying, we want to be like that we're 89, when we're 90.
Yeah.
And so, what an inspiration. So that was yesterday's Testimony Tuesday. But a couple updates. This Saturday at our Springfield studio, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, from 1 to 4 p.m., we're having an open house. We'll have some food. Butch is doing his world-famous Italian
beef. Everybody keeps talking about that Italian beef of Butch's.
He's done it for a number of the Share-a-thons they've hosted
there. That's why. Okay.
In fact, I've been to three of the Share-a-thons there, and you always find your way over to where Butch is. And you know, he either has those big crescent rolls or whatever, and you load them up. I think what we're going to do is go with those Hawaiian bread, that really sweet Hawaiian
bread. That King's Hawaiian bread
stuff. Yeah, they're a little smaller, so we'll have enough to go around. And so we'll have that and snacks and chips and other goodies and some prize giveaways, and every family will get a special gift. I don't want to announce what that is, but that's kind of a fun one. So that's happening 1 to 4 p.m. Hey, Great News Radio listeners, do a road trip. It's really easy to get to the studio. You take I-72, you just keep heading west, heading west, heading west. You get into like almost downtown Springfield. You never have to divert. You stay on 72 and it becomes, gosh, everyone knows what road that is. I can't think of what it is. You go right by the Capitol.
Everybody knows, but you can't.
Everyone in Springfield's like, Mark, it's such and such a street.
That's so funny.
You go by the Capitol. That's right, like on 1st and 2nd Street.
That's fun.
And then you go through a few different lights, and there's some restaurants. And then there's another street where you turn right.
Mark, your directions are not working. Well, you started so good, you know, go west, young man, just west, yeah. west, west, and then we're lost
you
now.
You stay on that same street, and then you through kind of a downtown area.
Good luck.
You'll see Little Ritz Fryer. You'll see a Mexican restaurant. At that light, you turn right. You go under kind of the interstate, and then you see our studio right there to the right. So it's really easy to get to.
Hey, here's an idea.
Just use GPS 600 West Mason Street.
On Friday, you can have Tim give directions to the WLUJ studio.
We'll have it for the next program. And I have a number of different shortcuts. Actually, when you get to
Second Street,
you turn right, then you go to Mason Street, and then it takes you right down to the station. So the studio's right on 600 West Mason Street. But the other way is a little easier because you just stay on the one road
all the way.
Okay, yeah. So we hope to see you all out this Saturday.
You're going to have them wandering around the Capitol in a circle.
Right. Yeah, we'll give directions out all day long.
I can't believe you did that.
1 to 4 p.m., so we hope to see you. But I think it'll be great for our Great News Radio listeners to head out, do the road trip, visit Springfield on Saturday, enjoy some of the sights and the museums, and then come.
Sounds really fun.
And have some fun time with us. And we'll have Joey in one studio, Tim in another studio, me maybe in the production studio, and we can record people.
Oh, that'll be great.
We'll have some of our board members handing out things, and there'll be a lot of the staff there. So it'll be a great time to meet and greet. C.J. Sizemore, our singing man manager, he worked in Springfield for many
years.
Maybe
he could give directions.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be there, so he knows how to get there, but we'll have a number of our staff there.
Great.
So that'll be fun. So that's this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. in Springfield at our WLUJ studios.
600 West Mason. Put that in your GPS.
600 West Mason Street in Springfield. Then this coming Wednesday, September 15th, there's a prayer gathering, those that picked up their book, Prayer Revolution, at the Open Room, and I'm
about three quarters of the way through it.
Oh, I love this book.
A lot of people are reading it, Mark.
Not to say about it. I'm trying to figure out some initiatives that we can be a part of, but I guess they're calling it like a worship and prayer time gathering Wednesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Muhammad Christian Church. And then on Monday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Muhammad United Methodist Church. So anyone that has that book or wants to be involved in some small groups going through the book or gathering with the community for a worship and prayer night, those are two upcoming possibilities. So
great.
That's posted at our website, the Wednesday, September 15th, 7 p.m. at the Muhammad Christian Church, and then Monday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Muhammad United Methodist Church. And then finally, between those two, but wait, there's more. Between the 15th and the 20th, we have another thing for you to be aware of.
Okay.
So please go to greatnewsradio.org and listen to this program again, because you can sort out all the different dates and times.
Are there
and places.
Directions on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, directions. We'll post some directions.
Or it'll be too late.
But on Saturday the 18th, so a week from this Saturday, the Singing Men will be in Astoria, Illinois, downtown Astoria. It's Astoria Homecoming Days.
Oh,
so
wow.
They have all sorts of activities that weekend. But on Saturday the 18th, I think we're going to be singing at 2:30.
Okay.
And so we'll take the stage. I think they're having a parade
it's
and
like
other
a festival
vendors.
Or something.
Yeah, festivities and food and fun. And I think I went to the Astoria homepage or Facebook page. And they have, like, the king and queen of Astoria, these little children. I forget, they have a number of them all pictured, and there'll be music by the Singing Men of GNN, I think around 2:30. So those of you that live in and around Astoria or Springfield or Lincoln, Beardstown, Whitehall, drive to Astoria a week from this Saturday and enjoy the homecoming and then the Singing Men of GNN. For many of you, it'll be the first time you've ever heard us sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be able to attend and be a part of that. Before I didn't think I was going to be there, but
I thought you were going to say you'll sing a solo or something.
No.
No, that'd be fun.
I've only had one solo that was
how'd it go?
Many years ago. That was during that Amen. Amen.
Okay, what was your solo? You just kept saying that?
No, then there's the part where Amen, amen, amen.
Well, at least you had the word down.
No, I've tried to get my lyrics. It was like, you know, born in a manger.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, you did the other part, the born in the manger.
No, yeah, I had one of those, couple of those lines.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was about 20 years ago.
Well, that's good to
remember.
That
was one of our very first Singing Men concerts at the Rantoul Air Force Base.
Oh.
And we marched around before we took the stage.
Seriously.
And we were singing Amen to get the crowd. Actually, we were going by like the beer tents and some of the.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
that's
very
cool,
festive.
Though.
We were all in a big long line. I think there was 80 of us at the time singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Big marching group.
Oh, I can
and
see
so
that.
And so we were all singing Amen, and everyone was looking as
we
marched towards the stage.
Well, that's
and
a fun memory.
Yeah,
come see the Singing Men in Astoria.
Astoria on September 18th, and I think we'll be taking the stage at 2:30. Okay, so that's, I think, all the updates, a lot of things going on. This Saturday at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, there's an open house. You can meet our staff, and we'll have program guides and our recent newsletter. I was thinking of our recent newsletter where it says meet the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that could be a great means for people to be praying for the ministry, praying for the staff,
yeah.
Connecting with us.
Oh, thank you. That's a great idea.
It gives an overview of the many ministry works
that
we're
doing.
Yeah,
what people are involved in and, how to pray. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that's a great one.
You're on this prayer thing, Mark. That's great.
Yeah, well, and I'm really holding back.
I know
throttling
you are.
Way back because it's kind of like
Karen and I, Karen Harrison, and I know you're holding back right now because we had an email yesterday that was very long but wonderful about prayer.
Filled with some ideas, and it's kind of like when we did the book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. I'm feeling the same kind of way, and we're going to be launching, I think, the first week in October, our whole hymn series of the great hymns of old and the songs and everything. Yeah, I think come October, that'd be best.
Perfect.
So anyways, there's a couple different things.
Well, speaking
that
of
really
hymns, we're going to read about one
okay,
in a
so
minute.
Speaking of hymns, so the final recap here this Saturday, open house 1 to 4
please
in
don't
Springfield.
Give directions again.
Use your GPS, please. And then the prayer gatherings on the 15th in Mahomet. The first one at 7 p.m. at the Mahomet Christian Church. And then Saturday, the 19th, a week from this Saturday, the Singing Men in Astoria, Illinois. And then on Monday, September 20th, 7 p.m., the Mahomet United Methodist Church. Okay, I think I've covered everything at least a few times. If you're completely confused, hang in there or go to our Mark and Friends link and you can hear it all again and be twice as confused.
I want to look up the history of that town, Astoria. I love that name.
Yeah.
Sounds like stars, Astoria.
Okay.
Okay.
Roger Weisgarber, thanks for staying with us, Roger. He's tuned in waiting. Are you going to read my article?
Well, he doesn't even know we're going to read it. But I'm sure he's listening because he and Audrey listen a great deal.
Yep, yep.
Okay. This is Roger's column every month, musically speaking. And the title is Just As I Am, The Life of Charlotte Elliott by Roger L. Weisgarber. And there's a picture of her from 1862 in Brighton, England.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Have you ever felt set aside from usefulness to God? Have your life circumstances seemed an immense drawback, preventing you from actively serving in the usual ways? Are you ill, housebound, or elderly? Perhaps you suffer from sleeplessness or chronic pain. In short, you might wonder how you can ever be useful at all to God, the God who has His ways of using even our weaknesses for His own glory. Use the circumstances of Charlotte Elliott's life in a special and lasting way. Born in Clapham, South London, on March 18, 1789, Charlotte became proficient at portrait painting and well known for writing humorous verse. Good with words, she was happy and carefree, but that would soon change. At 32, Charlotte's health declined. She became an invalid, confined to bed for the rest of her life. Her situation brought on deep depression. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
In 1822, Swiss evangelist Dr. Caesar Millan visited Charlotte. He spoke with her about her discouragements and the heart of her problems, which he said were spiritual.
Mm.
Charlotte came to a true saving faith in Christ. Dr. Millan impressed on her this concept: you must come just as you are, a sinner, to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. It does not matter that you're an invalid. come just as you are. What matters is that you're a sinner in need of salvation. Mm. For over 50 years, Charlotte endured great physical suffering, but her faith lifted her from useless years to a lifetime of valuable service. Of her afflictions, she wrote, "God sees, God guides, God guards me. His grace surrounds me, and His voice continually bids me be happy and holy in His service, just as I am." The service God called her to on her sickbed matched her abilities. Before her illness, she had written verse. Once she owned Christ as Savior and Lord, she offered Him her writing skill. During her life, Charlotte would write over 150 hymns. One day, in 1834, Charlotte's family had gone to a fundraising bazaar for a school for children of poor clergymen her brother Henry was building near Brighton. Home alone, Charlotte pondered the great certainties of her salvation, her Lord, His power, and His promises. She realized a sudden sense of deep peace and contentment. Taking up her pen, she wrote the famous poem that begins, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou biddest me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." Hmm. Charlotte's sister-in-law visited that day. She asked for a copy of the poem, which she then had printed and distributed at the bazaar. The poem spread quickly through the English-speaking world and was later translated into nearly every European language and many other languages. Royalties from that poem earned more money for the school than the entire bazaar had. Hmm. Such is the way God sometimes uses our talents, even in our weakness.
You know, I keep thinking over and over again as you're reading, and I'm thinking about this Charlotte, mm-hmm. Johnny Erickson Tada,
yeah, yeah.
And how she has taken, you know, what was obviously a tragedy,
yes.
and yet has sung so many songs
and written so many things,
yeah.
and blessed so many people.
Yep.
And you met her.
Yep.
Countless people have been encouraged by the hymn's message. When Charlotte passed away in 1871 at age 82, her family found a box containing over 1,000 letters from all over the world, thanking her for that hymn. Her brother wrote, "In the course of a long ministry, I hope to have been permitted to see some fruit of my labors, but I feel more has been done by a single hymn of my sister's. Just as I am is sung after many evangelical messages to encourage people to take the next step in their faith journey. The timeless words and message continue to draw those with nothing to offer the Lord except themselves."
Hmm.
Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarber combines his interest in music and history in this column. Roger _ Weisgarber, WISEGARVER, @ MSN.com is where you can reach him.
And this could be said to Roger to varying degrees with
yes.
his Guillain-Barré syndrome, and he's been wheelchair-bound for
a few years, number of years.
8 or 10 years, many years. He sings with the Singing Men. In fact, he'll be singing in Astoria a week from this Saturday. So
thank
come
you for
on
that
out
article.
And thank Roger for this. And I think we have time for Joey Kroll. In fact, people can come out this Saturday
and
meet Joey Kroll in the studio. So, yes, this is this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the September edition, available at over 350 area locations.
And growing.
Yes.
All right, this is the column Wayside Chapel, and this month's is Stains of Life. There is an old story about a group of fishermen who stayed at a Scottish inn after a long day of fishing. They were enjoying a filling meal together, and one fisherman was describing a particularly large catch from earlier that day. As he extended his arms to show the size of his catch, he knocked over a glass and stained the wall. The fisherman felt horrible and offered to cover the damages because the wall was white plaster. It was ruined. A man seated nearby saw the commotion, got up, pulled a painting instrument from his bag. He then sketched around the stain. Over time, patrons of the inn would see a magnificent stag's head gradually appear. The artist was Sir Edwin Henry Landseer, Scotland's renowned animal artist. Now, if an artist can do that with an ugly stain, what can God do with my sins and mistakes if I give them to him? David from the Old Testament was a man acquainted with mistakes and sins. He committed adultery. He was guilty of murder. It seemed his life would be ruined by the stains of his sins. But David prayed to God, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Psalm 51:2. God forgave him and continued to use David for great and mighty things. Friend, don't let the stains of sin ruin your life. Yes, there are things we'd like to go back and do, undo, or redo, but bring that blot and brokenness to God and ask him for forgiveness. He truly can make beauty from our ashes. Thank you, Joey.
And as it says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we'll close with these thoughts, these words from Jesus. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Great scripture, Mark.
What encouraging words from Jesus for all of us. These are timeless words. These are truths. Jesus desires all of us to come to know him in a personal way. He'll carry us. He'll tend to our needs. He'll bless us. He'll work in and through various situations. He wants you to know the love of the Father, and he'll equip you with the Holy Spirit. It's like the best gift we can receive and accept and take to heart.
We can't fix ourselves from our sin.
Amen.
We just have to come, as she said, just as we are.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
The altar of the tabernacle was often called the mourner's bench, because it was here that many a person knelt to weep over past failure and repent for sins. It became a sort of a fork in the road where we changed directions, made vows to each other and to God. I remember the simple wooden altar where I knelt as a girl was stained with tears. A place where relationships were restored, where marriages were put back together, where restitution was made, where brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends went back to their seats in joyful embrace.
Just as